T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Roger Stone, it's less than a week since his sentencing, and jurors in that case have been recalled by the judge. Joining us live this morning is legal analyst Royal Oaks. Royal, what's going on here?
Well, Stone's lawyers have a right to file a motion for a new trial, and the basis would be at least one of the jurors was biased against Stone and wasn't entirely honest during the jury selection about that juror's attitudes. If that were the case, then the judge would be inclined, of course, to grant a new trial, which would be enormously expensive, and the judge really doesn't want to do that. So recalling the jurors is part of the process of the judge investigating to find out if people really were biased. You know, she's talking to all of the jurors about what the deliberations were like, but focusing on the foreperson, a woman who had run for Congress as a Democrat, and the argument is that this forewoman, Tomika Hart, was not entirely honest when she said, well, I really don't know if I've made social media posts. In fact, the day Stone was arrested back in January 2019, the foreperson shared an article on social media about the Mueller criminal cases, saying, quote, this was brought to you by the Lock Her Up Peanut Gallery, referring to criticism of Mueller. So the defense says that shows bias. The prosecution says the defense had an opportunity to question her more closely. She simply said she didn't remember who recalls all their posts. Now the judge is going to have to decide whether Stone is entitled to a new trial.
Couldn't this have been decided a long time ago? Shouldn't they have looked at this juror and said, hey, I don't care if it was as a Democrat or as a Republican, you've run for public office before and obviously are going to be aware of this. You're out.
Yes, that could have been an approach. If the Stone side had argued that, it's very possible the judge would have said, look, everybody's got opinions. Many have strong opinions. Just because somebody ran for Congress doesn't really disqualify them. On the other hand, would you or I really want to be on trial before a jury deciding whether we go to prison or not if that person absolutely is in the other camp and you're a very prominent political person? So fairness would seem to say yes. You do it over. But I got to tell you, the system is allergic to do-overs. It is so expensive. And ultimately, the fact that Stone's lawyers admitted they didn't check out this woman's social media posts that were public, that probably is going to doom the motion for new trial. But the big postscript may be that, as we know from the pardon palooza by the president a week or two ago, the president has stated that he is very sympathetic to Stone's situation. You could, well, after this process plays out, see a pardon of Stone by President Trump.
What's the chance, you think, of a new trial?
Pretty slim. This judge is very angry with Stone because he defied her orders in terms of public statements, some of which seem to be a threat against her. She's very angry with President Trump. She thinks that his tweets actually are putting the jurors at risk of harassment or worse. So given the facts of the motion and the attitudes of the judge as previously expressed, I wouldn't go to Vegas and bet any money on Stone's chance for a new trial motion being granted.
Okay, Royal, we appreciate the insight. That's Royal Oaks joining us live with some insight on the Roger Stone case still being argued as jurors are now brought back in front of the judge.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.